Today has been a little bit of a frustrating day. I'm still getting over being sick. And I got so much in my head today of trying to figure out what to talk about on this podcast, trying to figure out what to do with my life, trying to figure out all these things. And then that got me thinking. Sometimes I'm trying to figure out all of these things in my life when really all I have to do is look at Jesus, is look at Him, is run the race with Him. And I think that's something that a lot of us miss in our daily lives. If you saw last week's podcast episode, I talked about three reasons why I think that our culture is unhappy. And I talked about how we can fix this is by ultimately shifting our eyes to Jesus. I feel like so many times in my life, I'm confused on where to go, on what to do, and it all seems so confusing when really all I have to do is look at Jesus. And so that's really what I just wanted to talk about a little bit today. How do we put our eyes on Jesus in this world that tries to take our eyes off of that? And I found that whenever my eyes aren't on God, everything is overwhelming. I have anxiety. I get anxious because I'm not seeing things through the Lord's perspective. I received a question a while ago on my Instagram, this girl saying, I just don't know what I'm supposed to be doing in life. Like, I don't know what to do. I don't have any interests. And, you know, I'm 2 years out of school and I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. And one thing that I'll say to this is sometimes we can get so caught up in our everyday life because we think this is it. This is all we have. When really, I like to think of this earth as just a traveling place. We're just making a little pit stop here, and then we're ultimately going to be with the Lord for eternity if you do believe that Jesus is your Lord and Savior. And another thing I would say to that is, there have been times when I don't know what I want to do with my life. Even though I found things that I'm passionate about, I still don't know where I'm going to be in life in the next few years. But one thing I do know, every single time I've shifted my focus to Jesus, the more I am figuring out where I'm going to be. By that, I mean, the more I shift my eyes to Jesus, the more He leads me to where I need to be. Says in Romans 10:9, you know, when we confess Jesus is Lord and we believe in our hearts that God has sent His Son to die for us and that He was raised from the dead, when we believe that, we are born again. And now, born again, yeah, we are a new person in Christ, but we still have these old habits, these old just thought patterns, because we have been conditioned to do that. Maybe we've been conditioned to constantly be anxious about certain things, like me over here. I've been conditioned to always think that when someone lets out a big sigh, whenever someone does that, that they're mad at me, because I was raised with people doing that. And so when I became a believer, that automatically didn't go away. That's kind of a funny example, but that automatically didn't go away because I've been conditioned to believe that. Instead, what I have to do is constantly shift my eyes to Jesus. When I'm feeling anxious, when I think someone's mad at me, all of a sudden I'm like, okay, what does God say about this? Let me look to Him. And in my Bible study recently, we just talked about Hebrews 12, and it talks about running the race with God. And so I'm going to flip to that right here. Let us strip off every weight that slows us down, especially the sin that so easily trips us up. And this is important. Listen to this next verse. And let us run with endurance the race God has set before us. We do this by keeping our eyes on Jesus, the champion who initiates and perfects our faith. Because of the joy awaiting Him, He endured the cross, disregarding its shame. And so before we got into this study, in our Bible study a few weeks ago, I was thinking these same thoughts that I mentioned earlier of like, I don't know where I'm going to be in life. I'm feeling overwhelmed. I don't know what to do. I was thinking all of these thoughts. And then a song, they played a worship song before we got started with everything. And the song was saying, "All I see is you, Lord. All I see is you." And I'm just trying to flip to where I said that. Yeah. So I was writing about the song, "All I See Is You," is so fitting. And this is what I wrote. "That's all I want to see, Jesus. So the rest that he wants me to see will also be in his direction. So I don't have to worry about doing his will if I'm already following him. I'm looking at his direction and then the rest will flow." Because this is something that I was worried about when I was, before I, that whole week before I went to this Bible study, I was worried about, am I doing the Lord's will? Like, how do I know what career I need to do? How do I know, if this is the right relationship? Like, how do I know these things? And I was getting so worried about this. I was kind of scared that I was messing up my life when really all we have to do is look to Jesus. So how do we do this? I want to leave you with a few tips to implement in your week. How do you do this is, number one, you keep your eyes on Jesus by reading scripture daily, reading scripture daily. And now I started, while I've been walking with the Lord seriously since the end of 2021, I haven't started reading my Bible daily until the end of 2023, last year. So if you think about it, that's a long time that it took me to start reading the Bible daily. Now I would read the Bible maybe every other day. I'd go through seasons where I'd read the Bible daily, but it didn't last more than like a few weeks. Now it's lasted more than a few months, and I am reading the Bible daily. And let me just say, this has changed my perspective, my outlook on life. Because now, instead of seeing things through my own worldly perspective, I'm seeing things through the Lord's perspective. Not all the time, because I will make mistakes. It's because I'm in scripture every morning and because I am reading his word. When I have thoughts in my brain that I know are clearly not from him, I am able to distinguish that. And so if you're completely new to reading the Bible, or maybe it's been a while, start reading in the Gospels, start reading in Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John. Learn about Jesus' life. Learn about who he is as a person, and learn about how God became human, sent Jesus down to die for our sins so that we can be holy and blameless in front of God. So it says in Romans 3:23 that we have sinned. We have missed the mark. But then in Romans 6:23, it says, "Even though the wages of sin is death, the free gift of God is eternal in Christ Jesus our Lord." And that's where it says in Romans 10:9 that if we believe with our mouth, or believe with our hearts and confess with our mouth that Jesus is Lord, we will be saved, right? So anyway, I kind of went on a whole tangent here, but start by reading scripture. If you want to set your eyes to Jesus, start reading his word. Now, the next thing, prayer. How many times in our day do we forget that God is with us? God is present, but we're not acknowledging him. Prayer doesn't have to mean kneeling and speaking out loud and saying a prayer for 10 minutes straight. It can mean that. I like doing that in the mornings, but sometimes it can mean sitting at your chair at work, feeling really overwhelmed, taking a few minutes and closing your eyes and praying. You're not praying out loud. Maybe you have other people around, but you're just praying. It can also mean sitting in silence. That's what I like to do in the mornings a lot of times. Sit in silence and imagine just the Lord loving me. Just imagine his love. His love. Just imagining that. It's just so wonderful to feel that and to know that he is present. He is always around. So we have scripture, we have prayer. But another thing we have is evaluating our environment, surrounding yourself with people who are also wanting to follow Jesus. Because I think an issue is if you are reading the scripture, you are praying, but then you're going and surrounding yourself with toxic people, it may be very hard to get back to the word, get back to reading the Bible when you're surrounded by all of these other influences that are maybe pressuring you into doing what they want you to do. So with that being said, think of something that you can do this week. Think of how you can start reading the Bible this week. You can start reading a chapter a day, a few chapters a day, and you can start praying. Something I've liked to do is seeing how much throughout the day I can shift my focus to Jesus. Let's say I look at the beautiful sky. Okay, I think of God. I'm, you know, really anxious and I'm stressed. Okay, no, I'm thinking of God. I'm shifting my focus to Him. Every moment of the day, I'm trying my best, because I don't do this every moment of the day, but every moment of the day, I'm trying to set my eyes on God. And even though I'm not, God knows that I'm going to fall short, I know that when I focus my mind to Him, whenever that is through the day, I feel that peace, I feel that love, and I feel that joy, no matter what circumstance I'm in. So with that being said, going back to Hebrews 12, first few verses, I wanted to read what my commentary says in my Bible. It says right here, "The Christian life involves focus and training. It requires us to give up whatever hinders or endangers our relationship with God and to run with stamina and commitment in the power of the Holy Spirit. We will stumble if we look away from Him to worry about ourselves or look at the opposition, trials, or suffering facing us. We should be running solely for Christ, not our own glory or success, and we must always keep Him in sight. To run the race that God set before us, we must also strip off the excess weight that slows us down." And so, like I was talking about earlier, the ways that we can do that is by reading scripture, is by praying, is by setting our mind to Jesus throughout the day, praying throughout the day, and by choosing people around us that can lift us up in that. So a question I just wanted to leave you with is, like what it says in Hebrews 12, running the race with Jesus. Are you running the race with Jesus, or are you running the race just by yourself? If you're running the race by yourself, you're going to feel maybe anxious. You're going to feel overwhelmed. You're going to be a little bit scared for what your future holds. But the moment you shift your focus to Jesus, you see Him, you focus your eyes on Him, those worries can fall away. And now, I'm not saying this is going to be an instantaneous change. It's going to take work sometimes, and it will take prayer. It will take praying and asking the Lord to strip these weights off of you. There are sometimes these heart beliefs that are going to prevent us from maybe leaving behind certain worries or anxieties. But through seeking the Lord, we can have our minds renewed and have our minds changed. So I know this is a little bit of a shorter episode, but this is just something that I've really been thinking about. Whenever you're worried, whenever you're stressed, worrying about what you want to do in the future, who you're going to be in a relationship with, who you're going to have be friends with, shift your eyes to Jesus. Look to Him and everything else will follow. Look to Him by reading scripture daily, by praying, by evaluating your environment, making sure, you know, you're not surrounding yourself with people who are going to be like weights when you're running. You know what I mean? So with that being said, I do hope that you enjoyed this podcast episode. If you did, make sure to share it with someone. Give this a follow, subscribe to the YouTube to hear more. And I hope that throughout this week, we can continue to ask ourselves, am I looking at Jesus? Jesus, all I want to see is You. And continue praying that prayer. You know, Jesus, all I want to see is You. Help me to shift my eyes to You. Because I believe when we do that, and when we look at Jesus, we will truly be creating a life that we love, because Jesus is love. And through that, we can learn to love better, to love people better, and just to feel God's love better. Anyway, I will talk to you next time. I hope you have a wonderful week.